Except for a hoarse, sexy voice, Mila Kunis has nothing in common with June Allison, who hit her feature film stride from about 1943 to 55. But this movie is more about Mila Kunis, or at least Mila playing someone other than Mila. Anyway, Mila uses her cute, raspy but resonant voice to say lots of words that June Allison would never have uttered in front of another person on Earth, except maybe for James Stewart. If you've got only a small amount of disbelief that the screenwriters are trying to steal from you, you'll buy into the idea that Justin Timberlake, as Dylan, migrates from Los Angeles to New York due to the classy, relentless urging of Miss Kunis as Jamie. Using her corporate headhunter charms, Jamie lures Dylan into an awful and totally unglamorous job, having to head up GQ Magazine's art department. With only someone so ubiquitous as Mr. Timberlake seems today, can one sense the poetry and even a little of the irony that no one but Justin Timberlake himself can really do Dylan. But you still know down deep inside after seeing him do Dylan that, yes, Friends with Benefits is really, really quite bad. Yep, 0 stars, nada, none. Or maybe instead just one crumpled popcorn box sobbing to itself in the balcony. Dylan and Jamie are more than just too cool. They're comedically jaded, and surely they must be the wisest 20-somethings ever put on a wide screen. Been there, done that is their mantra. Such a pair for certain can also handle not being romantically involved, but have sex. Yes, you know, that's being a pal or friend to someone with whom sex is being had. Can you ever guess how the movie comes out? Well, then, you surely can't guess how quickly Friends with Benefits gets everyone in the film operating all the current tech fads, so everybody else eventually will have a social network, all to themselves. Don't look now, but I did notice that Friends with Benefits is rated R, when it should have a chicken R rating. A chicken R rating means the film chat is as dirty as that heard every time you watched HBO's Deadwood. But wait! The skin that's projected on the screen has been subjected to a craftsman's process so as to limit the moviegoer's vision only up to and not beyond the point of full anatomical exposure, which of course means properly placed blankets, afghans, bathrobes, and furniture. That's combined with quick forays of bedplay, so silly and embarrassing that they're only a little less erotic than brushing your teeth. The cruelest blow, though, is that director Will Gluck has cast one of the best character actors around, Robert Jenkins, in the role of Dylan's elderly father. He has Alzheimer's, but the character is written to slip in and out of dementia, so it nicely accommodates the script's need for occasional side gags and punchlines. They're almost as funny as when you laugh at an elderly member of your family who refuses to wear trousers to the dinner table. However, Gluck's earlier film Easy A was one that rather smartly rattled my cage. Emma Stone is outstanding in it, and although I am partial to Mila Kunis, this lovely woman from Ukraine can't punch very much up with the script in hand. This gives you an idea of how wooden Friends with Benefits really is, because Mila has enough chops to perk up almost any movie. Patricia Clarkson shows up briefly to play Jenna's easy mom, and Jenna Elfman is the good sister to Dylan. Woody Harrelson has to be a guy with an ironclad sense of self. His character, one of Dylan's subordinate cameramen at GQ, plays a butchy, robust sports guy who is openly gay. It's the "we got something to say about the gay" part of the movie, which plays at least a half-tone flat. Of course, Friends with Benny's makes the predictable slip into the semi-serious. There's Dad's mental condition and that Dylan and he have unfinished business. This is the assault that unhinges the movie, is written by Keith Merriman, David A. Newman, and, whoops, Will Gluck. Going serious with a screenplay written for this movie genre is not only dangerous, but 8 clicks beyond any chance at all of satisfactory accomplishment. But I'm sure Justin Timberlake will be remembered across the early decades of the 21st century as a man of many talents, and that Mila Kunis will go on being an excellent actor and likely have an even more successful film career. She has the looks that wear well with time. Not to wear you out with another reminder, the guy with this voice has more film reviews than he ever thought he'd write, archived at TulsaTVMemories.com and IMDb.com. There's no charge for reading any of them. Yet. I'm Gary Chu, down in the Valley.